Grace be unto you, and peace from God, the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the gospel for today, and here again, the 37th verse, Mark 7, 37. They were dumbfounded. "He has done everything well," they said. "He even makes the deaf hear and the speechless speak." This is the text. And let us pray. Lord God, our dear Heavenly Father, we do ask your special presence and blessing on our worship, and also at this time. Graciously bless the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts for our soul's good and of the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen. Friends, probably we could pass out a little piece of notepaper and have you put down something in your life that is now difficult or in the past has been difficult. Maybe there's something that you don't understand as to the reason why something in this life that has occurred. Probably most everybody could put something that you, it's a trial, a trouble, a sorrow, a disappointment, and you maybe don't know the reason why. It's hard sometimes to say, as we love to do at the end of every service, "This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." It is sometimes a little difficult, as the text would say. They were all amazed. "All he has done, all things well." As many of you know, my father died at a very young age, the age of 38, of a cerebral hemorrhage, as he was pastor at Bethlehem Lutheran in Johnson City, Tennessee. And I have to confess, to this day, I cannot necessarily understand the reason why and even see all the good that came from it. But I still say by faith, behold, he, God, our gracious God, has and still does all things well. I have a bridge-playing atheist friend. And as we talked about in Bible class, I certainly strive to show good sportsmanship when I am a loser and also to be a good winner. But it's been very difficult to talk to him. But I use this as a public testimony to admonish myself to do a better job. As he would say, because of all the evil in the world, I do not believe that there is a God. That essentially that old limerick, that if God is good, he is not God. If God is God, he is not good. And so you do. You look around. God, Almighty God, you might want to cry out, God, where are you? Show yourself. Make it clear you are in control. with all these terrible things that happen in the world. And you only have to look at today's newspaper and you see all of the crime, the corruption, the migrants fleeing across our border, and of course across borders in Europe, striving for a better life away from the terror that looms on every hand. The war, the bloodshed, the inhumanity of man to man, ISIS and his beheading and all. You might want to just cry out, indeed, God, where are you? We say it can be sometimes hard to say he does all things well. We look at our old lives. Is there trouble, difficulty, trial, sickness, ailments, aches, pains, so forth? He does all things well. How can you say that? Well, we have to go simply to the cross, to the cross of Jesus. That's the only way that we can ever be able to say, God, our gracious God, is a God of goodness and mercy. He is the God, Romans 8, my favorite chapter in Scripture, along with my favorite two verses. Romans 8, I put 28 and 32 together, worth always remembering in difficult days or in anything in life when you have a chance to witness. Of course, if somebody would say, I don't believe there's a God, but you might simply say, my, there's a lot of faith for you. How do you explain something so amazing? How could this body and this life and even a rose just happen? How can you not look at nature, the firmament, as Scripture does say, it declares the glory of God, shows his handiwork. My, what amazing faith you have, my dear atheist friend. Much more faith than I do. But we digress. How do we know that there's a God? Certainly from creation. Of course, the clear testimony of Scripture. But how do we know this God is good and gracious and merciful? There also, from Holy Scripture as it directs us to Christ and him crucified, back to Romans 8, 28 and 32. All things work together for good to them that love God. And how can you say? Why, since he spared not his only Son, but he delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? That, of course, is my regular testimony. Through some trials and troubles, cancer and the like, along life's way, as well as that tremendous loss and sorrow so young in life, I continue to say, God has done all things well. Because he's given his Son, Jesus, for me and for the whole world. And now in the meantime, I cannot explain it in detail, still cannot, as to the good in my life, or I cannot explain how we can see the good, almighty, merciful God and his hand at work in so much sadness and sorrow, famine, immigration and the like, I cannot necessarily see and explain at all to reasonable satisfaction with the light of Christ. He has done all things well. Just remember that. Wake up with that every morning. Jesus Christ, God's Son, suffered, died, and arose again. That's what we remember and never, never forget. There's no other explanation. The clear testimony of Scripture, the clear testimony of the disciples. I love that passage where they were told not to speak. That's Acts chapter 4. He said, we can't keep quiet. Chapter 4, verse 20. And why? Because there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Oh, that everyone here would awaken with that attitude every morning. He has done all things well. I am going to rejoice in this day. He is the one that has made it. He is still in charge. He is still in control. I know it. I know it because he gave his son Jesus. Jesus died and arose again. They marveled because he made the deaf to speak and the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. We know that he did those things, but something more. We poor mortals were sinners that needed a Savior, and Jesus was God's provision. God and man in the one person, Jesus Christ. He got the job done, providing us with forgiveness. And how do you know? Because he arose again. And it is in the light of that that we can say, he makes no mistakes. He has done all things well. I have, over the years, shared with you a little poem. I love that little poem. In the light of chapter 8 of Romans, in the light of all of God's revelation in Jesus Christ, the name Christ isn't mentioned, but I think it's still such a beautiful, powerful thought. It's called The Weaver. My life is but a weaving between my Lord and me. I cannot choose the colors. He worketh steadily. Oft-times he weaves sorrow, and I, in foolish pride, forget he sees the upper, and I the underside. But not till the loom is silent, and the shuttles cease to fly, shall God unroll the canvas and explain the reason why. The dark threads are as needful in the weaver's skillful hand as the threads of gold and silver in the pattern he has planned. I say, in the light of Christ, right now here on earth, we can have this attitude, this assurance, this conviction that now we do see through a glass darkly concerning trials and troubles. But one day it'll be unfolded. And the reason why will be explained. We'll understand more fully. And we'll be able for time and eternity to shout and sing, oh, behold, he has done all things well. Just one more thought. On the way out of service, first service this morning, one of the members did mention, adding to that particular thought, that, yes, Scripture says, every knee shall bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And of course, we have to say, yes, that is true. Philippians 2 so states, but for us and all believers, it'll be indeed part of that great joy, praising God to the glory, praising Jesus to the glory of God the Father. But there'll be those that will have to bow the knee in shame, in grievous regret, in shame and terror. He is the Lord. But for them, it will be too late. But in the meantime, may by our life and with our lips, we go forth to proclaim. He has done all things well. With life and lips, may we indeed say, Amen, Amen, and Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.